Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to try to come to terms with all of the crazy stuff that seems to be going on in this country. A lot of it on the issue of race. A lot of it framed very directly by Senator Tim Scott in his outstanding response to President Biden's address to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday. He said very clearly, "Hear me now, America is not a racist country." You wouldn't think that would be controversial, but my goodness, is that controversy huge? I am going to try to prove to you in the course of our conversation today, where our phone number, by the way, is 1-800-955-1776, that the one insight that puts everything into perspective is I think it's very now clear that President Biden and his Democratic allies are scared stiff of the Republicans winning control of the Congress in 2022. And they should be, because if this election is fought over that issue, the issue is America a racist country, Republicans like Tim Scott are going to win big. Very big. And the people who are attacking him, who are running various critical race theory trainings for us, in one case, San Diego County employees, who are imposing hate America nonsense on students in colleges across the country, who basically are suggesting that America has to feel guilty, America has to feel bad, that is a losing issue. And a great deal of what Joe Biden is doing, including all of the runaway spending that was included in his agenda that he presented on Wednesday night, I think is basically an alternative to take it away from that core issue. And on that core issue, the majority of Americans very clearly come out on the Republican side. 1-800-955-1776. This is what President Biden said. His running mate, his vice president, Kamala Harris, who is very likely to be his successor, assuming he does not run at age 82 in 2024. Kamala Harris was asked the same question, and good on the media for asking, "Do you agree with Senator Tim Scott that America is not a racist country?" And Kamala Harris said, yes, so I don't think we're a racist country, but we have to speak the truth. And so basically she said, yes, she agreed, and then went on. So Joe Biden this morning on the NBC Today show was asked the same question. And it sounded like this.
The speech last night, I watched the address, and then I watched the rebuttal from the junior senator of South Carolina last night, Tim Scott. He said, among other things, "America isn't racist." Is it?
No, I don't think the American people are racist. But I think after 400 years, African Americans have been left in a position where they are so far behind the eight ball in terms of education, health, in terms of opportunity. I don't think America's racist, but I think the overhang from all of the Jim Crow and before that slavery have had a cost, and we have to deal with it.
Okay, it's kind of dodging the question. And what it ignores, and it's something that no sane American can ignore, is that we have made phenomenal progress in recent years. Phenomenal progress on everything. From the most intimate to what is happening today, which is flourishing interracial marriage, 15% of all new marriages are marriages across racial lines. Now, okay, that's And that racial lines doesn't mean, okay, we have an Irish person marrying an Italian person. We're talking about the four major racial groups that are defined in the census, which are black, white, Latino, and Asian. And particularly over half of those intermarriages are people who are either Asian or Latino and somebody who's a white partner. And then the other half, it's basically we are not a country where somebody's race represents that individual's destiny. And what that means is that this insistence on making race a focus may appeal to some Democratic strategists as the right strategy, because their strategy basically is, and we talked about this yesterday a little bit, but it's really important that people understand it, because all of these different stories, and we will get to them, and we'll also be speaking with Washington Post columnist Megan McArdle, who has her own view of why it is that Biden is piling on all of these incredibly expensive programs with no real theme beyond we can do it, let's do it. That's basically it. What is the overarching theme of all the spending that Joe Biden is talking about? $80 billion more for Amtrak? Really? Really? Okay. The basic thing here is that the Democratic Party has become more and more dependent on identity politics. Here's why. The last Democratic candidate for president who won a majority of white votes, and white votes in the last election were 67% of the total. We are not yet a minority-majority country. Nor are we likely to be anytime soon. I mean, the earliest date that people say that we would be a minority-majority country would be 2045. That means six more elections will take place, presidential elections, before that happens. But the point about this is that if you're dependent upon winning because you lose the white vote again and again and again and again, and Joe Biden did somewhat better with the white vote. He won 41%, and that made him president. But that means that the Democrats are basically dependent on feeding this narrative of racial grievance. The idea that basically black people don't have a chance, that Asian people are the victims of hate crimes, that white supremacy is ruling the country, that idea can preserve overwhelming majorities, so think some strategists, of Democrats from what are called people of color. But even that term, people of color, is so questionable. And the fact that we are using it now to suggest that, oh, I don't know, a recent immigrant from India who's come to work at Microsoft has something profoundly in common with the descendant of enslaved African villagers who were brought on slave ships 200 years ago. I mean, the entire proposition is insane. And it's profoundly destructive. We will get to that. There are a couple of illustrations that we have to get to right away. And one of them involves a truly intrepid college student who was taking on his professor and defending the police, where the professor was actually saying stuff that just clearly isn't true about the origins of policing in America and more. And then there's critical race theory imposed in San Diego on healthcare workers. Critical race theory with all kinds of lies in it. You're learning here of this critical race theory training. Whiteness, the centrality of whiteness and the possession of white skin are assigned considerable power and privilege in our society. Really, how is that? Where do you see that reflected in the law? Somebody wants to answer that question, you can try. 1-800-955-1776. We will be back. You won't believe what you're going to hear about what took place in an online college classroom. Coming right up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that makes them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or mypillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MedVet, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MedVet. That's discovery.org/MedVet.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show at the end of the week, I think we can celebrate the fact that Senator Tim Scott, hero of the week in my opinion, and maybe the hero of the year so far, Senator Tim Scott has managed single-handedly through one very memorable brief speech to refocus the whole argument over the race issue that is tearing America apart. What did he do? What did he say? This is the way he framed it. And it's just beautifully written, and it's exactly right. He was talking a little bit about his efforts, his Herculean efforts, to try to get past some police reforms. Kind of thing that 95% of Americans would support. Democrats filibustered it. They wouldn't let it go through. Now they're supposed to be negotiating with Senator Scott and other Republicans about the George Floyd bill, so-called. But then he went on, and directed a spotlight at what is going on the left. And he said this. He said, today kids are being taught that the color of their skin defines them again. And if you look a certain way, that they're an oppressor. From colleges to corporations, he said, to our culture, people are making money and gaining power by pretending we haven't made any progress at all. Hear me clearly, he added. America is not a racist country. It's backwards to fight discrimination with different types of discrimination. And it's wrong to try to use our painful past to dishonestly shut down debates in the present. Okay, that's it. That's the conservative position. That's more than that. It's the American position. It's the position of a black conservative like Tim Scott. And it ought to be the position of a white moderate liberal like Joe Biden. The question of him being a moderate liberal, we also are going to be getting during the show to the idea that CNN called his speech a moderate radicalism, which is a little bit of a contradiction in terms. But we will get to that. I also mentioned that what Tim Scott is talking about people who are making money by misleading people and gaining power by pretending we haven't made any progress at all. A direct example of that sort of came across in an exchange that fortunately was taped. And this is in Cypress College in California. They were having an online course in communications. And what started the thing is that a really remarkable young man, and he's so self-possessed and doing such a good job, love to have him on the show. His name is Braden Ellis. And he gave a presentation against cancel culture and talking about how it's tearing our country apart. And he gave that speech, and he mentioned how activists were attempting to cancel the children's show Paw Patrol because it honored policemen. It showed policemen as heroes. And he said that there were journalists and social media who took apart Paw Patrol and called it bad because it suggested that police are helpful. Suggest that to kids. So after he finished his 10-minute presentation, his professor took him on. And she sounded like this in explaining why she thought that this student, Braden Ellis, at Cypress College, was all wrong. Listen.
All right, so you brought up the police in your speech a few times. So what is your, like, what is your main concern? Since, I mean, honestly, the whole reason police, I mean, it is systemic. The issue is systemic because the whole reason we have police departments in the first place, where did it stem from? What's our history? Going back to what Jeremy was talking about, what does it stem from? It stems from people in the South wanting to capture runaway slaves.
Maybe they shouldn't be heroes. Maybe they don't belong on a kid's show. So I disagree with what Jeremy said about it, because I think cops are heroes and they have to have a difficult job, but we have to have
all of them.
I'd say a good majority of them. You have bad people in every business and every part.
Wait. Police officers have committed atrocious crimes and have gotten away with it and have never been convicted of any of it.
And I think
that the person who has family members who are police officers.
Yes, I understand.
Okay, this is outrageous. I mean, what she said, Jonah Goldberg just did a terrific piece. We should post it, Jeremy. It's from American Enterprise Institute. And about this nonsense that is infecting our entire culture, that the origins of police departments are that they started as slave patrols. It was to catch runaway slaves. It's not true. There are evidence of police departments in the Roman Empire, right? In the first century. And obviously you need a police department. Everybody needs a police department. Every society does. And in Boston, the police department was organized, what's called our first modern police department, in 1838. And that was already at a time when Boston was very resistant to the idea of being involved with tracking down runaway slaves. And how preposterous this is. And the fact that a professor would say that, just as a matter of course, that this has origins in the slave patrols, really, do you think of some of those great black police chiefs in the South? And, take Val Demings, who was on Biden's short list to be his running mate. She was a police chief in Orlando, Florida, right? Which was a Confederate state, which was a slave state once upon. Do you think that organizing her department where she was able to cut the crime rate about 22%, black Democrat, do you think that when she commands her police officers, they're actually reincarnating the ghosts of hidden slave catchers from the 19th century? How absurd. The teacher then questioned the idea very directly of police as heroes. This is 6B. You know what?
And this is what I believe. This is my opinion. And this is, not popular to say, but I do support our police, and we have bad people, and the people that do bad things should be brought to justice. I agree with that. But I think that... I'm saying it again.
They haven't.
Well, I agree with you on that point of they should, right?
So what is your bottom line point? You're saying police officers should be revered, viewed as heroes, TV shows with children?
That's I think they are heroes in a sense because they come to your need, and they come and help you, and they have a problem just like every other business, but we should fix that.
Okay, we will get back to that because the question becomes... Okay, if you don't have police departments, who are you going to call? We're calling on Megan McArdle to talk about the Biden economic agenda coming up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is pitching the Biden administration's sweeping infrastructure plan. During a roundtable discussion in Cincinnati, Harris saying the American Jobs Plan will help working families and calling it an investment in job creation that will boost public transit systems. A Chandler, Arizona police officer is dead and another is injured following a police chase last night. Christopher Farrar reportedly died after being hit by the driver of a stolen car. The other officer is in critical condition. Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb saying officers are taking the death of Farrar hard.
This is a hard time for all of us in law enforcement. We support all the men and women who put this badge on every day. I think this is just yet another example of how dangerous it can be when you do not comply with law enforcement.
USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, we will get back to the discussion of critical race theory and why that's an issue right now and where structural racism is real and where it's imagined and more of that. Right now, I have the opportunity to speak to Megan McArdle, who's been a guest on this show several times in the past. She's a Washington Post columnist, and she's the author of The Upside of Down, Why Failing Well is the Key to Success. And I actually think, Megan, that your book, the title of your book, may actually relate very directly to the big speech that Joe Biden just delivered to the joint session of Congress. And I'll tell you why. Because you point out in your column that this is very different from the Obama administration, where at least there was a claim that everything was going to be paid for. This is basically, as Chris Christie said, it's like giving a teenager a credit card and just $80 billion for Amtrak and more and more and more and more, and as if there are no consequences. And I realized that what you're saying, why failing well is the key to success, all of these proposals are designed to fail well. That Biden is pushing them knowing there's virtually no chance of passage. What do you think?
I think there's a real element of that. You know, I mean, I think it sort of goes to how broken governance has been in the past 10 to 15 years. Is there's just some kind of bipartisan level. We didn't really see any coherent policymaking coming out of the Trump administration either, except on kind of very narrow regulatory issues. In fact, cuts were made for. And I think it's kind of in this game of chicken, where they're just like, let's see how much we can, how much deficit we can propose for bond markets or voters' vault. And, you know, the answer has turned out so far to be more than we think, but it's, at the end of the day, it's just kind of being kind of wish list rather than a coherent theory of governance.
Well, sure, and you could see that in the theme, the lack of a theme, really, in the president's State of the Union, it wasn't State of the Union, his address to the joint session. If somebody didn't hear the speech, and the overwhelming majority of Americans did not hear the speech, the ratings were way down for it, and you ask somebody, well, what did Biden say? And it's very, very tough to summarize. If somebody asks you that question, Megan McArdle, what did Biden say?
Well, I think Biden said he wants to spend a whole lot of money. Look, he started off by taking credit for a lot of the change that we've seen over the past few months, some of which he does deserve credit for. For example, the Biden administration, you know, they bought a bunch of new vaccines, and that is great that we're getting more vaccines in arms. That is all to the good. But also, you know, the Trump administration was the one that funded most of that vaccine research. And that's really ultimately a lot of it was just continuing on the glide path the Trump administration had set. But then he just went into, you know, the idea that we're in crisis. We need this massive new spending program in order to bring us out of crisis, which I think is just false, right? I mean, this is actually a really interesting, weird crisis where, you know, 12 years ago, there was an argument. I didn't agree with that argument often, but there was an argument that you needed to do all sorts of government spending and regulation to bring us out of the Great Recession because, you know, markets were collapsing and so forth. This is all we have to do is not have a pandemic. And as soon as that happens, you know, the economy will bounce back, employment will bounce back. We don't actually need these big new spending plans, but that is how he's pitching it. But as for what the spending is, it is literally just everything Democrats have wanted to do for the past 20 years, stuck into two packages, one of which claims to focus on jobs and the other one is supposed to focus on families.
See, it seems to me that part of what is going on here is a short-term horizon. And again, the people around Joe Biden, the political advisors, the people who are counting votes, they know that all they need to do is lose one Democrat, and they're going to lose more than one on some of these spending proposals. Could be Mark Kelly, could be Kyrsten Sinema, could, of course, be Joe Manchin. But in any event, they're putting up all these proposals, so the idea is Joe Biden gets credit from his left. Oh, he tried his best, he tried his best. They have a campaign issue to, hey, you were going to get free community college all across the country, except these evil Republicans blocked it, so you have to elect Democrats in 2022. And this way, even though these are not realistic proposals at all, and I don't think the tax increases are realistic proposals at all, even though that's the case, the idea is they're going to pitch, well, we tried, we get credit for trying, and meanwhile can use it for a campaign slogan, because they don't you think that there is a reasonable expectation that the Republicans could take over one or both of the houses of Congress in 2022?
I think and I think that actually goes to sort of where our politics has broken down, which is Congress is now changing hands so quickly, right? Every few years, at least one house passes to the other party, that parties just tend to have this idea that instead of actually coming up with a governing agenda that, I don't know, might attract some votes from the other party, that what they want to do is just get, you know, a majority and jam through everything they can. And I agree with you that, in fact, a lot of this just can't get done. But, you know, I think also that there really is this loosening of constraints. Right? I think there are things that Joe Manchin or Sinema is not going to do. But I also think that, you know, we could see pretty big tax hikes on high earners. I doubt they're going to manage to jack up the capital gains tax to the same as your income tax rate, which would be, you know, a pretty heavy tax both on corporate income and on, you know, you put your savings in and then 40% of it disappears before you can get your hands on it because you have to pay the taxes. But I think that there actually is a way in which some of these things are going to happen. Some of these things are going to get pushed through without a lot of thought about, you know, is this a good use of the money? If this is so great, why can't we get taxpayers to pay for it? And that is something that, you know, I think he is going to go to voters and say, look, I tried, give me a bigger majority so I can get more of this done. But I also think we may be surprised by how much of it he can get done. Because again, I think that the politics of, you know, just spending what you make and not more than that has really changed over the past 5-10 years to the point where I'm not sure he is.
Alas, it has.
That I would have expected.
In just the few moments we have left, what's the right Republican response?
Look, I think that Republicans need to do a much better job than they are of talking up the kind of level of irresponsibility here. You know, the Biden administration is now saying, well, okay, so we're not going to pay for this in the normal 10-year budget window, but in year 15, the books balance, assuming that Congress continues X, Y, and Z and then doesn't do other things. Right, and that's just not – Republicans used to be good at getting out there with this. They held Obama to – you know, I opposed Obamacare, but they held Obama to spending $1 trillion on Obamacare. The Obama administration wanted to spend more, but because they were afraid of Republican messaging, they didn't. They kept the deficit neutral, and so even though I opposed it, it could have been worse. And Republicans now just seem to be kind of very half-hearted about making these, and you saw this in Tim Scott. I love Tim Scott, but you know his state of his you know mini so to whatever you want to call this response to the Biden address didn't go to the places we would have expected. Talking about, hey guys, you know there has to be some relationship between what we take in and what we spend, and if we want, and if they're planning these huge tax hikes that are really impractical on a number of levels, and this is not what America wants.
And no, and it's not what is going to help individuals and their bank accounts. Megan McArdle's column about Biden's impractical wish list is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Columnist every week for the Washington Post. We will be right back on the Medved Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, I do hope there will be some follow-up on the part of activists and others about the scandal that we were talking about in Cypress College in California. And for those who don't know, Cypress College is a community college. It has upwards of 15,000 students. It's in North Orange County, which is traditionally a Republican area, but like most of the state of California, it's been shifting way, way, way to the blue. Though there were some Republican gains in Orange County in the last election. But leave that aside, a community college, which is a governmental institution, it's funded entirely by taxpayers. The tuition's very reasonable at Cypress College. And here is a student who has just given a presentation in a communications class about cancel culture and about limiting the freedom of speech and basically Democrats destroying things that they don't like. And he talked about a kid show which called Paw Patrol, and where they actually were finding themselves attacked by the BLM movement on Paw Patrol because they were showing police in a positive light. And in the student's presentation, his name is Braden Ellis, he spoke about how it's appropriate to see police in a positive light because what a lot of them do is heroic. And God bless him for saying that. And his professor, whose name has not been released, but you can watch her, we'll link to the video at michaelmedved.com. But you can watch her in the video. She is spouting nonsense like all of policing is based on slave patrols, that policing is inherently racist, that the police are corrupt, and that evil police officers go around murdering black people and they never are held accountable for it, etc., etc., etc. No mention in this conversation about Derek Chauvin. But then at one point, she says to Braden Ellis, so what's your bottom line? You're saying police officers should be revered, viewed as heroes? Police officers belong on TV shows for children? And then Braden Ellis says, I think they are heroes in a sense, because they come to your need and they come and help you. They have problems just like every other business, but we should fix that. And then the professor answers this way. This is clip 19.
What do we call when we're in trouble and someone has a knife or a gun?
I would have called the police.
Why wouldn't you call the police?
I don't trust them. My life's in more danger.
Who would you call?
In their presence.
Professor, who would you call?
I wouldn't call anybody.
Well, would you have, if someone intruded your house with a gun, would you have a gun on you, or
no.
Who would you call?
It's my time to go.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to
be in your house with a gun. There's not much you can do at that point. Calling the police is kind of just, you know.
And I know that it's not popular for me to say that to you guys and people in here, but that's what I believe about the police.
Okay,
and,
thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for listening to my point. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, and she says, oh, we gotta go. the way this is, here's a transcript of what you just heard. It is jaw-dropping. There are some people who, whatever their degrees, whatever their academic achievements, who are so incurably stupid that they should not have any role at all in front of a class. It's appalling. Okay, here's the exchange. Brainello says, I think they are heroes in a sense because they come to your need and they come and help you. They have problems just like every other business, but we should fix that. And then the professor says, it's not a business. I think that's the problem, is looking at it as a business because they're actually supposed to protect people and serve the people. Ellis, they do protect us. Who do we call when we're in trouble and someone has a knife or a gun? And then the moron professor says, I'm sorry, I wouldn't call the police. Why wouldn't you call the police? I don't trust them, she says. My life's in more danger in their presence. Ellis, professor, who would you call? This kid is good. This is outstanding. And she says, I wouldn't call anybody. Does anyone believe that? That she would sacrifice her life or her safety or risk rape or assault or something like that? I mean, yeah, is this professor a mother? And then when, of course, she refuses to answer, he says, who are you going to call? What do you do if there's somebody in your house with a gun or a knife? She says, okay, time's up. We're going. It's just as pathetic as it can be. This stuff is incredible. It's just incredible. And I mentioned there's another, and it's also from California. There's another case in here, which is just extraordinary. There's a piece over in the Washington Examiner about anti-racism training, so-called, for healthcare workers. More than 400 healthcare workers participated in a three-day online critical race theory class that depicted the United States as a racist nation with, quote, white supremacy codified into our nation. There was an 82-slide PowerPoint presentation along with a contract that paid $25,000 for the 3 days, not bad, to instructor Reginald Caldwell, described in the document as an experienced facilitator with expertise in this area. You should take a look at these 82 slides. Here's one of the slides at the very beginning. And it's a picture of Robin DiAngelo, who's from Seattle, but she's speaking, and they has a big quote from her. Racism is a white problem, capital W-H-I-T-E, capital P-R-O-B-L-E-M, all in capitals. Racism is a white problem. It was constructed and created by white people, and the ultimate responsibility lies with white people. For too long, we've looked at it as if it were someone else's problem, as if it were created in a vacuum. And this is under power and privilege. And then the worst of these cards comes next. And under power and privilege, it says, whiteness, the centrality of whiteness, and the possession of white skin are assigned considerable power and privilege in our society. And then it says, what you say versus what I hear. And, for instance, when you say, everyone just to shut up about George Floyd, I'm sick of it. Have you ever heard anyone say that? Then she says, I hear the murder of this man is less important than cat videos. if you say, I know it's sad, but these riots are appalling, then what I hear is it doesn't matter if the rule of law has failed a significant portion of our population. We just need to remain docile. And then if you say, don't play the race card, then I hear, since racism isn't happening to you, it's not real. And then if you say, if there were riots here, I'd get my gun, then what she hears is, you fantasize about killing BIPOC. BIPOC stands for Black Indigenous People of Color. Okay. This is bizarre. It's government funded. There's a federal grant to the County of San Diego, which was actually promoting this training for 300 people. And they said people weren't required to go to the training, but apparently the number of the people who participated were offended by the class. Say, yes, they were basically forced to go. Says, when your job tells you to attend a training, it's inferred that it's mandatory, said Carl DeMaio. He says, I think they're just trying to get out of this. As for the photographs, why not use a picture of Antifa burning down one of the many black businesses in Minneapolis last summer? And then Reggie explains in the class that only white people can be racist. No other BIPOCs can be racist, one participant said. Should our federal government, with its grants to San Diego and the County of San Diego, be paying for this sort of racist propaganda? And yes, this is real racism. What do we do about it? Well, one thing we can do is to continue the conversation frankly, fiercely, and fearlessly in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.